This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. In today's message, we continue our Just Walk Across the Room series as we discuss the message of the gospel to be shared with others. Please join us as we learn to tell His story in today's program.
We've been learning that sometimes just taking a short walk across the room to talk with someone can end up having an eternal impact on that person's life, especially if you are able to share the good news of Jesus with that individual. We're going to take a look at how to confidently tell that story of Jesus in today's message. We begin in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, we praise you for your goodness and kindness that you've poured into our lives. You have given us the very gift of life, and then you've provided eternal life to us through your Son, Jesus. We thank you for your amazing grace. Amen. Our reading for today is from Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 16. The Apostle Paul writes, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is a power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed, through faith for faith. As it is written, the one who is righteous will live by faith." Dear friends, I have a bit of a confession to make. I am a Lutheran. I was born and raised in a Lutheran family. I was baptized as an infant in a Lutheran church. I was brought to a Lutheran Sunday school where I was taught by Lutheran lay people who believed in the Word of God. I went to a Lutheran confirmation class where I memorized Luther's Small Catechism, and in my ninth grade year stood before the congregation and affirmed that baptism and signed the certificate myself and claimed the inheritance Jesus has given me. I went to a Lutheran college. By the way, before I went off to Lutheran college, I also attended a number of Lutefisk dinners and ate lots of lefse and krumkaka along the way. I know more Ole and Lena jokes than you can shake a stick at. Anyway, I went off to a Lutheran college, graduated from there, and then I went to a Lutheran seminary where I was trained to become a Lutheran pastor. And 35 years ago, I was ordained a Lutheran pastor in the old American Lutheran Church. I have served two Lutheran churches, and I am proud to say I am a Lutheran. Why am I talking like this? Because, well, a couple weeks ago at our church, we observed Reformation Sunday. You know about that, I'm sure. It's when we Lutherans remember our Lutheran roots. We remember the story of Martin Luther. How at one time in history there was only one church in this world, the Roman Catholic Church, and it had gotten a bit off track and left behind some very strong scriptural truths that Christians need to have at work in their lives. People had come to the belief that it was something that you had to do in order to get saved and received into God's heaven. Martin Luther was one of those people during that time. He was in Germany. A young man who feared God and had a tortured soul. He figured that the only thing that could possibly save him was to enter a monastery and become a monk. And so he entered an Augustinian cloister in Erfurt, Germany, and there he studied and carried out the spiritual disciplines like nobody's business. But still he lacked peace with God. He came to the place where he actually thought that he hated God. God was nothing more than a great judge in the sky who was going to send him to the fires of hell. He just couldn't measure up. Eventually, he was pointed in the direction of God's Word. And as he began to study the Word and found out that he was gifted at teaching, he was sent off to a university to teach. And there he, in the middle of his studies of the book of Romans, had a spiritual awakening. It was this particular passage, which we looked at earlier in this service, that really turned Luther around. "I am not ashamed of the gospel," he said, Paul writes, "for it is a power of God unto salvation for those who have faith. For in it is the righteousness of God to be received by faith." Here Luther discovered a holy and righteous God who did a holy and righteous thing for an unrighteous world when he gave his son Jesus Christ to die upon a cross so that we might be given the gift of righteousness, being in a right relationship with God, and we receive it by faith in Christ. Luther is quoted as saying, "I had greatly longed to understand Paul's letter to the Romans, and nothing stood in the way but that one expression, the righteousness of God. Because I took it to mean the righteousness whereby God's righteous and acts righteously in punishing the unrighteous. Night and day I pondered until I grasped the truth that the righteousness of God is that righteousness whereby, through grace and sheer mercy, he justifies us by faith. Thereupon I felt myself to be reborn and to have gone through open doors into paradise. The whole of Scripture took on a new meaning, and whereas before the righteousness of God had filled me with hate, now it became to me inexpressibly sweet in greater love. This passage of Paul became to me a gateway into heaven." And it caused quite a stir in the Roman Catholic Church as Luther began to share that gospel that he had discovered, the gospel of grace. And he was eventually thrown out, considered to be spiritually dangerous for people, and excommunicated, branded a heretic, and even had to run for his life as a danger to the state. He turned the world upside down, or should I say, the gospel of grace that he discovered turned the world upside down. And from it came this great theology, which I have come to love, about how we are people of the Word alone. The Bible is our authority in matters of faith and life. We are people of faith alone. We are saved by trusting in what Jesus Christ has done for us at the cross. We are justified by faith. We believe in Christ alone. There is no other salvation or Savior for our sin but Him who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me." Grace alone. We are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. To God be the glory alone. That's what life is all about. And I love the sacraments of grace. I'm a Lutheran. I love holy baptism, and which I am made God's child and made a member of his family and become an heir of his grace. And I walk in a covenant with him. I love Holy Communion, where I come to the Lord's table and am reminded in the words as I receive his body and blood and the bread and the wine, "Your sins are forgiven. I am with you. This is for you." Grace. Grace, the gospel of grace, that's what our world needs to hear today, still. And that's what saves and changes lives. That's why Paul says in this passage which we looked at, says, "I am so eager to get to you, Romans, in order to share with you that gospel about God's righteousness and what he's done for you in Jesus Christ." I am kind of proud to be a part of a Lutheran movement, that gospel of grace. Where would we be without Luther's discovery in this world today? It would be a far poorer world, a graceless world perhaps. Having said all that, I want to share with you a conversation that was shared with me by Pastor Homer Larson, who has in the past been your radio preacher, and now he's in heaven with the Lord Jesus by grace through faith in him. But he told me a story many years ago when I was beginning my ministry about a conversation that he had with the leader of the Southern Baptist Convention's evangelism department, a man named Bill Hoag. Together they were working on an evangelism conference in Kansas City. And one day Bill Hoag, as they were riding in the car together, said to him, "I really love you Lutherans. You Lutherans have the best theology in the world, with that emphasis on grace." He says, "We Southern Baptists get a little off sometimes with some of our legalism, and the Roman Catholics haven't quite figured grace out yet totally. But you Lutherans, you've given us that grace." Homer said, "My heart swelled with pride as this man shared his admiration with me. But then," he said, "he burst my bubble when he went on to say in the next breath, 'But you Lutherans do the worst job of getting it out there to the world.'" And Homer said to me, I was deflated, because he was correct. Evangelism and witnessing was lacking in our Lutheran church. A little adage, what do you get when you cross a Lutheran with a Jehovah's Witness? A person who knocks on doors and hopes no one answers. Or the other version of it I've heard is, what do you get when you cross a Lutheran with a Jehovah's Witness? A person who knocks on doors but doesn't know what to say if anyone answers. Heaven help us that we would keep this wonderful, beautiful gospel of grace that has been such a rich blessing in our lives to ourselves. How do we go about getting that word out into the world about God's grace? Well, of course, you know, I'm a preacher, and I'm going to point out that it's wonderful. That gospel needs to be preached every time brothers and sisters in Christ get together in a sanctuary to worship the Lord. It needs to be shared on a daily basis and praised and given gratitude every day of our lives as we think that we're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. But when Jesus said, go make disciples, he didn't say, go build a church and invite people to come. He intended that this would not only be done by preaching to a crowd, but also person to person, telling the story one on one. It's there that powerful things can happen as the Holy Spirit works through the telling of God's story of grace through Jesus. Next week, we're going to learn about how we can tell our own story, our own testimony of what the difference that Christ has made in our lives. But for now, we need to first get a grasp on what's his story and how do we tell that. So I'm going to pass along a little bit of past experience that worked for me and my telling of the story one-on-one. A favorite illustration of mine that I use is called the bridge illustration, something you can actually draw out. It begins by talking about us and God. God created us and wants to have a relationship with us. He values us. We are precious in his sight. But there is a great gap between God and ourselves because of our sinfulness. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And that leads to some serious consequences. We become spiritually dead, as well as when we die in this world, there is nothing but death that awaits us, separation from God. We have some sense that there's a separation there as we try to do the right things in our lives. We try to do some religious things and do good things in the community and so on, hoping that God will see our good things and welcome us into his heaven or into a relationship with him. But the scripture tells us that always falls short. It's kind of like being in business and giving one of your employees a quota to meet, but not telling them what the quota is. It's absolutely frustrating. Like Luther, he never knew if he'd done enough. He was tortured by this. And if you're trying to work with that sort of a religion in your life, let me tell you this. Here's the quota. Jesus said, "Be perfect as my Father in heaven is perfect." And my wife has never told me, and not once, that I was perfect. None of us are. But God loves us so much in our imperfection that he gave his son Jesus Christ into the world, and he died on a cross and paid the penalty for our sins. And that cross is the bridge in that gap now between God and ourselves. And as a person trusts in what Christ has done, crosses that bridge, the gift of eternal life is given. It's free for all who will receive. That's the gospel. And I'll stop and ask people, as you think about that picture, where are you in that picture? And what's getting in the way for you of receiving Christ? Another way of talking about the gospel that I've used in the past, it's been effective for me, is talking about the do versus done. There are two kinds of religions in the world. There's the religions of the world, and then there's Christianity. All the religions of the world are spelled D-O. Do this and do that, and God will love you and let you into his paradise. So Christianity is spelled D-O-N-E. It's all been done for us, our salvation, by what Jesus did for us at the cross. And we simply trust in that. And of course, you can use John 3:16. As a way of sharing the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world. Put your own name in there, I'll tell someone. God loved you. But the problem is you were perishing because of your sin. But God loved you so much that he gave his Son Jesus. He died on a cross for your sinfulness. And he rose again. And his Father promises that everyone who trusts in his Son Jesus, who believes in him, has the gift of eternal life to count on for eternity, beginning right now. So here's your homework. Those of you who are listening to me today, take one of these models, do versus done, John 3:16 or the bridge, and practice telling the good news. Practice, practice, practice. Be ready to tell it smoothly, clearly, when the door gets open to share the gospel of grace, and then pray for those open doors to come. And the Lord loves it when you talk to him like that. He'll provide that experience for you. Are you going to be a doer of the word? Is what it comes down to. My favorite parable by Soren Kierkegaard is about a duck. A town where only ducks live, and every Sunday the ducks waddle out of their homes and waddle down Main Street to the duck church. They waddle into the sanctuary and squat in their proper pews, and the duck choir waddles in and takes its place, and the duck minister comes forward and opens the duck Bible, and they sing their duck praises, and he reads to them from the Bible. Ducks, God's given you wings. With wings you can fly. With wings you can mount up and soar like eagles. No walls can confine you. No fences can hold you. You have wings. God has given you wings. You fly like eagles. And all the ducks shouted, Amen. And they all waddled home. Let us not be waddlers, but be ready to fly into someone's life with the good news of God's grace in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the greatest story we will ever hear, the good news of Jesus Christ and your grace. Help us, Lord, to be passionate and bold tellers of that story, not ashamed or embarrassed of the gospel, but confident that it holds the power of your salvation to those who hear and believe. Amen. Now, as you go on your way sharing that gospel, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. It is our prayer that today's message has helped you to better be able to tell the story of God's grace through Jesus Christ in your conversations. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry dependent upon the free will gifts of our listening family. Memorials and honorarium gifts are a meaningful way to remember a loved one. We are thankful for each of our listeners who remember Christian Crusaders with their prayers and gifts. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift to cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Today's service is also available to be heard or read on the Internet. Hundreds of other Christian Crusader sermons can be found in our sermon library as well. Check us out on the web at ChristianCrusaders.org. We are happy you chose to worship with us today, and we pray you will continue to join us each week on this station. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 80th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.